Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
There is no shortage of ideas.
My big idea would be to
build up our infrastructure.
Just add a 1% sales tax nationwide.
Consolidate the private debt sector.
One idea would be oil well drilling and natural gas fracking.
Get rid of the dollar bill.
Converting to the metric system.
Get it done.
All right, years after the beginning of the Great Recession, here we are. So far, Washington has tried a lot of the standard solutions. Multiple bailouts to the tune of billions of dollars, stimulus packages, budget cuts, mass layoffs, tax cuts, buying incentives for homeowners. None of that has worked. So perhaps it is time to find some solutions from outside the Beltway. And all this week, we've asked you to share your ideas on how to get the economy back on track. We're going to weigh in on some of those ideas. But first, we've got our personal finance guru, Alvin Hall, here. And you have a big idea of your own.
Yes, my big idea is to have all of the CEOs in America who earn these outsized salaries to reduce their salary to $5 million total compensation and use the money, the rest of the money, to hire workers and expand their businesses. This would put a lot of people back to work very quickly.
Have you done the math?
Yes, I visited a website.
Right. Yeah, let's hear it.
Last year, it said that the CEO's pay was a total of $3.4 billion, and that could support, according to the AFL-CIO's website, 102,000 workers. 102.
If they all went down to $5
million. It would bring on about 50,000 workers at that rate. If they reduce it just by $5 million, they reduce their average salary by half. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, okay,
50,
but isn't that anti-capitalistic?
But if you look at the salaries, these salaries are way out of touch with the amount that the median worker earns. So why not just say, you don't need to earn that. You've had all these years of earning all this money, and you've socked it away. Do something for the greater good.
Some companies
all for
actually,
one, one for all.
Some companies actually do that.
They
have
a
compensation
philosophy.
Ratio of the highest can only be a fraction or a certain multiple of the lowest paid employee.
Exactly. Right. And that makes total sense, because if you look at what these people earn in total compensation, it is way out of line with often the value that they bring to the general economy. Maybe to shareholders they create value, but most of them create this value for shareholders by cutting workers, reducing salaries, freezing pays. Why not freeze their pay?
All right. So, which you're arguing that those outsized compensation packages,
yes,
are bad for the American economy.
I think so.
Okay. So who would, again, we talk about Ben and Jerry's. That's kind of the Ben and Jerry philosophy,
exactly,
right? So I can imagine those two CEOs getting on board with that. Who else would actually, I just can't imagine that being all that popular on Wall Street.
Well, it wouldn't be popular because that's where it started. It started on Wall Street, where all of these guys were earning these huge bonuses and huge salaries. And gradually it crept from Wall Street all the way into small businesses and businesses all across America. And they said, well, these guys are earning that money. Why can't we?
Okay, so let's lay this out very quickly. You're saying reduce all the CEO salaries by $5 million.
Yes.
Use that money to hire Americans.
Yes, hire Americans.
And then what is the benefit? What happens then?
Okay, here's what happens. If you remember the Warren Buffett essay that came out earlier.
Yeah, saying tax the wealthy?
Exactly. Well, if you remember.
Don't coddle the rich.
Exactly. And what he said was that the average person pays more taxes than the wealthy. So by hiring these people, he would indeed be able to increase tax revenue just quickly, and then that money could go to pay down the deficit.
All right. Warren Buffett also may be somebody that would be behind this proposal. That Warren Buffett's ideas are kind of echoed by this listener. Megan in Detroit called us with this idea.
As opposed to a big WPA-type project, we just need to tax the rich more. A tiny tax on stock transactions, or just a tax on people who make over $1 million a year, no matter how they make it, would provide enough money that the government could get people back to work.
How about that? Would that tax also do what you've talked about?
Yes, it would. I must tell you something. Last night I was at a dinner party and I brought up that idea. Half of the people at the dinner party said tax at at anything above $1 million. I was stunned by this.
Were these people that made more than $1 million?
Oh, yeah. Some of them, they said, just
nice
tax
dinner.
People.
What were you eating?
Oh, shrimp.
But, you know, the marginal tax, the highest marginal tax rate during the Eisenhower administration, I think, was like 91% back in those days. And that's what Republicans go nuts about. They say those were the times we can never return to. Are you advocating something like that?
I don't think we go back to that level. But certainly, I think if you earn above a certain amount, you should pay more taxes on it. But it doesn't make any sense that you can earn this money and end up paying only 15 or 17% tax the way Warren Buffett does. It is not rational. That means you put all the tax burden on the middle-income people in America.
All right. So that's the Warren Buffett idea. That's one CEO who says, tax me more. Your idea is pay them less.
Yes.
And there's this other CEO that's been making headlines also with his big idea. Howard Schultz is the CEO of Starbucks.
Yes.
And he sent out a pretty emotional email in which he calls for a boycott on political contributions. I'm going to quote him here. He says, the fundamental problem is that the lens through which Congress approaches issues is re-election. The lifeblood of their re-election campaigns is political contributions. He says, stop donating to any politician anywhere in the country until they fix the mess in Washington.
And then he would also have to add to that, get rid of the lobbyists, because just because you stop making contributions does not mean that the lobbyists won't be out there at the door knocking, let me in, let me talk to you about this, let me present you with this paper. So it has to go hand in hand.
All right. So here we have on Schultz's part, that's a political solution. Your part is a simple economic solution.
Yes.
Do we need to have both of those? Can it be one or the other?
I think you can actually do both. I think that if you cut CEOs' salaries and you limit the amount that large corporations can contribute to these campaigns, it would certainly create a much more level feel to hear what the average worker wants. Right now, the large corporations hire lobbyists who influence policy in ways that do not always benefit the average
person. This is the problem. We're speaking with Alvin Hall, of course, our finance guru all the time. And this is the problem, Alvin. I myself think I cannot imagine this ever making it through Congress.
Because we have a group of CEOs who did not come out of the great World War II. A lot of those early CEOs believed in one for all for one, the greater good. We had this creeping of selfishness. I want to grab mine now. I want my $100 million, my private jet now. Let everybody else worry about themselves. You know, American ingenuity. Well, it's been distorted now. It's become the darker side of capitalism. Me, 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 instead of helping the greater good,
helping
the entire economy.
Even though 40 years ago, Nixon puts in wage controls, Republican president.
I know.
Unimaginable today?
Unimaginable today.
Wow.
Realistically, could this get done?
No. I think this may be my delusional moment.
That's
but
okay.
I want it. I want somebody to look at these salaries and say, enough is enough. Look at what these guys earn, and they are not worth it.
Well, It's a nice delusion. Alvin Paul, personal finance advisor. We want to hear your delusions as well on how to fix the economy. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Thanks, Alvin.
You're welcome.